When I was living in Madison, Wisconsin in the mid-70s, George Harrison came to speak at a Madison Audubon meeting. This, of course, was George H. Harrison, there to speak about his new book, Roger Torrey Peterson's Dozen Birding Hotspots. Not George Harrison, the Beatle. Had that one written a book about a magical mystery tour to see a lot of birds, he certainly would have titled it Blue Jay Way. But this George Harrison had traveled to 12 of Roger Torrey Peterson's favorite places in North America, from southeastern Arizona to the Gaspé Peninsula in Quebec, all in a single year. His descriptions of the places he birded that year inspired my own yearning to visit them. The very next year, when Russ had a meeting in Corpus Christi, Texas, I tagged along to bird in many of the South Texas sites mentioned in the book. And the most thrilling one of all was the Santa Ana National Wildlife Refuge. As Harrison describes this wonderful place, we were still in the United States, but as far as the trees, birds, mammals, and climate were concerned, we were in Mexico. This small remnant of subtropical forest is often referred to as the gem of the National Wildlife Refuge System. Many Mexican species reach their northern limits at Santa Ana, end quote. Russ and I birded several places in South Texas before we made it to Santa Ana, yet I added 8 more lifers there, including my very first avocets and stilts, cinnamon teal, and vermilion flycatcher. Chachalacas were everywhere underfoot, and skulking white-eyed vireos and olive sparrows came out in the open long enough for me to finally add them to my life list. Altamira orioles, then called Lichtenstein's orioles, were not singing in winter, but their brilliant oranges stood out from the muted shades louder than song. My most vivid visual memory is of the silvery green Spanish moss-laden trees, accented with the mossier shades of green jays. In 2013, I saw 2 species at Santa Ana that I saw nowhere else during my conservation big year, rose-throated bacard and a family group of groove-billed anis that were also a milestone species for me, number 500 for that year. Just last week in Costa Rica, encounters with groove-billed anis stirred my treasured memories of Santa Ana. All my thoughts of this wonderful place have been lighthearted and beautiful. Its being such an important part of the National Wildlife Refuge System gave me a sense of security that this was one bit of habitat I'd never have to worry about. Surely the refuge itself was securely and permanently protected. But last week, at the same time I was thinking warm thoughts about Santa Ana from Costa Rica, the refuge was making national news up here. The administration wants to jumpstart its ridiculous and obscenely expensive border wall in Texas by breaking ground at the Santa Ana National Wildlife Refuge. For the past 6 months, U.S. Customs and Border Protection has been quietly, indeed secretly, preparing to build a nearly 3-mile border barrier right through the refuge. In the past week, the Army Corps of Engineers leveled trees and macheted through a swath of the National Butterfly Center, which scientists had purchased from farmers and restored with plant species vital to the survival of the threatened monarch butterfly. Now, only brown stubble remains. These assaults on our treasured federal lands feel personal to me, especially the one on my beloved Santa Ana. The Santa Ana National Wildlife Refuge was paid for in large part by duck stamp revenues. I don't understand why hunting groups aren't up in arms about the dangerous precedent this sets, much less about the loss of this specific jewel of the refuge system. The National Wildlife Refuge Association has posted about this on their blog and provides information about what we citizens can do. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.